In beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Though at first they lay in formlessness, they knew their final worth. Clothed in power and majesty, garments made of light, as darkness fled before him, he divided day from night. Fastened earth's foundations, laid its cornerstone. He shut the sea behind its doors, made its boundaries known. He spoke of grass and herbs and trees, and seeds that fall and fly, and roots thrust deep into the earth, and branches to the sky. And the chorus of the morning stars and the shouts of heaven's sons resound throughout the sky fields while the work of God is done. As he sows his words like jewels in a rainbow falling down, garden is perfection and awaits creation's crown. Then in glory unimaginable, the Lord himself is here. He kneels and there beneath his hands a man from dust appears. He lifts him gently in his arms, breathes into his soul, and raises him to stand upright, complete and free and whole. Man looks round in wonder at the world that's now his own. Everything that's touched and seen is beauty yet unknown. With a joy that has no bounds, knows no fear of end, every evening in its coolness, he walks there. The power that formed the universe was just a token of his might. It was love that gave us ears to hear, eyes to see the light. Love that gave us breath, it's love that gave us birth, it's love that flung the stars, it's love that spins the earth. When at last this vastness, like a worn out robe, is rolled, and the new creation's children watch their hearts' desires unfold, then love will reign forever through our God and King and friend, as it was in the beginning, it shall be without end. Beginning, it shall be without end. without end. Without end.